Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on it. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode.
I'm going to drop the link in the chat too. Email should have sent out. Waiting for some mamas to show up to get started. I am Jeray Williams. I'm glad that you're here. I know y'all can see by the smiles on my face, but I know from my own experience how the holiday season can feel like running a sprint for us moms. We go into the holidays with good intentions, hoping to make it special for our families, right? But somehow we end up feeling overwhelmed, stretched thin, and honestly just exhausted. I know I've been there. You've probably been there. If you have, you can say me too in the chat. But yes, I know. So I am a postpartum wellness coach, the author of Nurturing the New Mom, a postpartum wellness guide, the host of Navigating Postpartum Wellness podcast, a maternal mental health advocate, a wife. I've been married for 4 years, and a mom of two who understands the challenges of balancing self-care with the many demands of motherhood and also life, because life happens too, right? After experiencing this exhaustion and overwhelm and burnout that so many moms go through, including myself, I've been there, I made it my mission to support other moms in prioritizing their wellness without feeling like they're neglecting their family or passions. I have a background in biology, teaching, and specialized training in maternal mental health. I bring both my personal experience and professional knowledge to help you rediscover your energy, balance your responsibilities, and reconnect with yourself in a supportive, judgment-free space. In this workshop today, I'm here to guide you on this journey to sustainable self-care. My approach focuses on small, achievable steps to help you feel present, fulfilled, and more like you again, all about creating systems and routines that fit your life as a mom. So thank you for being here with me, and I can't wait to support you on your path to wellness. And I dropped the link in the chat. I dropped the link in the chat for you if you need the guide. If you don't see it, let me know. And yeah, so let's get into it. So I want to start by talking about burnout and why it's so important to recognize the signs before they start to take over. As moms, we're often the planners, the gift buyers, the decorators, the cooks. Sometimes it feels like it all falls on us to give that Christmas experience to our little ones, right? So it's so easy to lose ourselves in the to-do list and forget to pause for a moment. But the truth is, if we don't fill our own cups, it's hard to keep pouring into our families. So today, let's look out for signs like emotional exhaustion, irritability, and feeling like there's never enough time or energy for you. Because burnout starts small. You'll start by like, oh, well, I'll get to it, right? And then next thing you know, you go through the phases of burnout that I talk about in Understanding the Mom Burnout. And I also have a YouTube video on it, so I won't go into too much for it for you. But I have some other resources about it. But here's the signs for emotional exhaustion. You feel constantly drained, regardless of how much sleep you get, right? And even if you are in the early postpartum, you're like, what sleep am I getting? And I get it, right? And that's where you have to really be able to know how you're feeling, your energy levels, and just keep track of what's going on. Irritability. Small things easily trigger frustration. You know how it's like somebody left a toy in the middle of the floor, or your husband didn't put his dish in the dishwasher when you asked him to put it in the sink. Like, those are the small things that can build up, right? And you also feel like there's never enough time in the day, constant pressure to keep up with every single thing that's happening. But remember, filling your cup is essential for energy, patience, to support others. Because our energy as moms trickle off into the household. If you ever notice, like, say you're in a good mood, everyone else around you is in a good mood. But if you're, like, feeling down or you're tired or your energy is off, it trickles down in the house. I know for me, even with my son, it's like, say mommy gets frustrated, right? I'm tired of repeating myself. Then I can tell when my son's their energy changes too. So that's why one thing we have to be mindful about making sure that we're taking care of our needs so that it doesn't, we want to have the good energy. I know it's not always possible to have good energy all the time. There's things that happen, but If we can kind of control what aspects of what we can do to have good energy, then that's what we should work towards. So one question I usually get about this is, how do I know if I'm dealing with burnout versus just feeling busy, right? Feeling busy is normal. Even though I'm not an advocate of saying busy, I'm more about productive, because productivity is where you have more task focused and you're going to be more efficient. And I talk about this more inside Nurturing the Mama membership, a video specifically on it versus busy. It's like you can do so many things and you feel like you didn't accomplish anything, right? But around the holidays, you can feel busy, but burnout feels different. With burnout, there's a sense of emotional exhaustion that goes beyond just having a lot to do. You feel sluggish. You're like, I just need a break, or you want time alone. You might even find that even after resting, you still feel drained. That's often the sense of, there's often a sense of irritability, detachment, or even losing joys in things you normally enjoy. So if you enjoy looking at Christmas lights and this year, you're like, I don't even want to look at them. That could be a sign of burnout, right? Because you did so much leading up to the holiday that now that it's here, you're just like, yeah, I just want it to be over. When you're just busy, you might just feel tired, but you can still find those things to pour into yourself to get motivated and find excitement, right? But with burnout, it can feel like the spark is missing. It's our body and mind's way of signaling, saying that we need to slow down and rest. And depending on the season you're in, some days you're going to have to move slower than you were used to. And it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Now let's talk about the practical tips for stress management. Now let's get into all of the things. The first tip is to set realistic expectations. Take a look at your holiday plans and ask yourself, what matters most? What are the traditions or moments that truly bring you and your family joy? Focus on those and let go of the pressures to make everything perfect. And my other tip would be to plan intentional breaks. Schedule a few minutes each day for yourself. Either you put it in your reminder on your phone, put an alarm on your phone, put it in your planner, whatever you can look at it to remind you to take that break, to either just sit, drink some water, take a walk, just sit and be. That's my favorite one. Sometimes I have to tell my husband, like, I just want to sit and be for a few minutes. And that's okay, because how am I going to show up my best for everyone else if I just didn't even have a moment to sit and figure out what I need? Because these small moments can make a big difference in your overall energy and mindset. Like even today, as I record, this week was very tough with my little ones. I was exhausted this week, because time changed and my kids were just like, had a lot of energy this week. And so I told my husband, like, hey, usually, you know, some weekends we go over to his parents' house, and I said, today I'm going to sit and be. You guys can go. And that was me advocating for myself. And my husband was like, all you have to do is just let me know. And I'm like, I know, that's what I told you today, right? Because oftentimes we feel like we have to do all these things, wear so many different hats all the time, and we forget ourselves. And that's why I want you to remember that you can show up for yourself. You can be your best. And that's what I want for you. And another typical question I usually get is, what are some quick self-care routines that don't take a lot of time? I have a list, okay, but I won't go down a rabbit hole. But self-care doesn't have to be a big grand gesture, especially with everything on your plate. I know you wear a lot of different hats. Trust me, I get it. So try simple things like taking a 5-minute breathing break. Enjoy a cup of tea or coffee without any distractions, okay? Even if you just look out the window. Listening to your favorite song to reset. Every brief moment of silence, stepping outside for fresh air, or doing a quick stretch can be refreshing. Maybe like, they don't even sound that much. It makes a big difference. Like if you're having a tough day, for me personally, if I'm having a tough day, I'm like, okay, y'all, I'll get my double stroller, put the boys in it, and go for a walk. And yeah, I leave the house. If I'm overwhelmed, I'm like, oh, like I'm just irritated. I just need a moment. But once I come back inside from that walk and just being present, looking at the clouds, looking at what's around me, engaging in conversation with my kids, put the phone down, like that's what recharges me when I come back in. I'm just like, wow, I didn't know I needed that walk. It's those little things that you're like, wow, I did not know I needed. Build a supportive community. That's my next one. Because one of the most important parts of preventing burnout is building a support system. And that includes your family. Communicate openly about what you need to feel balanced. Like I've mentioned earlier, how I told my husband, like, I need a break, right? If there are specific ways they can pitch in. I know I have. I used to be a person like, I can do it. Now, if people want to do something, I'm like, okay. Have a list of things that you would really like help with. I know for me, I like help with, you know, people watching the boys. Like trusted people. Like my in-laws, they're like, if you need something, hey, can you come watch the boys for a couple minutes so I can get my work done so I can record my podcast? Or I go over there. Because I know how important it is to ask for help. And you may, if you don't have family around you, what you could do is also think about outsourcing or building your own network. I know going to the library, for me, that's where you can make a lot of great connections with moms, right? So then you can eventually have play dates and do things and ask for help. Because you never know where you'll find the people that really want to help. Because there's people out there. So for the holidays, think about getting help with the decorations or cooking the meals. And closed mouths don't get fed. So if you don't ask for help, sometimes people just don't know. Like if you didn't ask, they're going to be like, well, I didn't know that, right? You have to be able to be comfortable to ask for help. It takes vulnerability because you have to understand your limits, right? But it creates a holiday environment that feels more joyful, less stressful for everybody. So I would tell you to communicate, share what you need to feel good in this season. If you're like, oh, I don't want to cook the meals, ask for help. And even if you have to pay for it, even if you have to pay for catering or pay for a babysitter, it's okay. Just make sure it's within your budget. You can ask, how can I communicate my needs without feeling guilty or like I'm burdening my family? Because I used to feel like that, right? I used to be like, I don't want to ask. But I had to learn, like, girl, you cannot do it all, especially when you have kids. We could try, you know, but just accepting that you are still human as well. It's okay to need support, and it's okay to let your family know what that looks like. One approach is to frame it as a way to make the holidays more joyful for everyone. Even in general, like, frame it in a way that it can be beneficial to everybody around you, not just for you. You might say, I want to make sure that I can enjoy the season with y'all, but I could use a little help with putting up the decorations. Being specific can help too. Let them know exactly how they can pitch in. If you're like, I need help with Christmas decorations, can you put up the Christmas tree? You know, just being direct. And if the guilt starts to creep in, remind yourself by sharing the load, okay? You're modeling a healthy boundaries and self-care, not just for you, but for your kids, which is something wonderful for everyone to learn. And you may be like, well, I have a baby. I know, mama. But it's those habits, okay? You want to be able to get comfortable with asking for help. So when your little one is getting older, they can see like, oh, mom asked for help, so I can ask for help too, right? If you have questions, just drop them in the kit chat. And for those of you who are ready to make more of this support as a part of your life beyond the holidays, I have an exciting Black Friday deal coming up on the Nurturing the Mama membership. This membership is a space created specifically for moms like you who are ready to prioritize themselves, avoid burnout, and find balance that works for your unique family life. I'll be sharing more details soon, but this will be an opportunity for ongoing support, community, and self-care strategies designed for you. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would love for you to take 2 minutes to complete this survey. Let me know your thoughts about this session so I can get better, okay? I love feedback. But remember, you don't have to do it alone. It's okay to prioritize yourself, even daily or during the holidays. You deserve a season that feels fulfilling, balanced, and filled with the kind of joy that only comes when you're taking care of yourself too. All right, till next time. Thank you guys so much for joining, and I will see you soon. Have a great Saturday. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.